Dr. Watson is more in the right than I believed. I'm not yet strong again. Oh, this is tiresome.
I'm sorry, sir.
Now, the note reads as though it were an appointment. Let us suppose for a moment that it was sent to Kerwin. Whoever wrote it would not have taken it. Otherwise, the message could have been given by word of mouth. So, who delivered the note?
Almost certainly the postman, sir. I made inquiries. Kerwin received a letter yesterday by the afternoon post.
Oh, it's a pleasure to work with you, Forrester.
Work with me?
Look, what were you striding out for when I so annoyingly held you back?
I thought perhaps you might like to take a look at the scene of the crime.
Capital idea. But first, let's examine poor dead Kerwin. Yes, man of about 45.
46, we believe.
Huh?
5'4".
Exactly.
Medium build, 9 stone, 5 or 6. Thinning hair. Full set of teeth. Plainly but respectably dressed. Suit far from new but well looked after.
His mother's a seamstress.
She won't mend this.
No.
What's your opinion of the wound, Inspector?
Revolver, probably.
Yes, from a distance of something over 4 yards.
No powder blackening on the clothes.
Right. And in his pockets?
Nothing of interest. It's all here.
Handkerchief, pocket knife, 1 4½.
The handkerchief is spotless.
Mother's care again. So, what can you tell me about his employers? I should have some knowledge of them before we meet.
The son, Alec Cunningham, I don't know well. He spends most of his time in London, but he's been here constantly for the last 2 months. A smart young man, very lively. His father's a slower type altogether, gloomy even. He is, I suppose, our leading squire about here. How long he remains, sir, of course, is in doubt.
Where's that?
The lawsuit. I'm sorry, I assumed you knew, being a friend of Mr. Acton.
I'm Mr. Acton's guest, but I met him the first time yesterday.
He has a lawsuit against the Cunninghams, some dispute over land.
Oh, interesting.
The lawyers have been at it with both hands for years. Mr. Acton and old Mr. Cunningham are about worn out with it. I think that's why young Alec's more at home these days, to support his father.
Yes, and unfortunately, Mr. Acton has no son and must deal with matters on his own. If you don't mind my tagging along with you, why don't we take up your first good notion and visit the scene of the crime?
Well, Inspector, in spite of the fact I've shown you all this before, I'm happy to do so again. An honour indeed to have a renowned London detective investigate our sordid little crime.
Oh, it's Inspector Forrester's investigation. He's been kind enough to let me tag along.
So, what can I do for you?
If you would indicate again where and how the events you witnessed took place.
Certainly. You're standing, Mr. Holmes, on the very spot poor Kerwin died. Still, I expect you've stood on many such spots.
Where were you, Mr. Cunningham?
When he died, I was kneeling beside him. Before that, I was in my bedroom, smoking a last pipe.
Where's that?
Where is what?
Your bedroom. Which window?
That one. Second story, directly above the kitchen door here.
Yes. And your father's?
The one next to mine.
I see. Do go on.
Right.
I heard my interruption, Inspector. I'm sorry.
I heard Kerwin call for help, and of course I came dashing down to see what was up. I got as far as the foot of the stairs and saw Kerwin and some villain wrestling right here.
The door was open, then?
Of course. It had been forced open. You can still see the signs of it.
Oh, yes.
Kerwin was tackling a burglar, you see. Didn't the inspector tell you that?
He did, of course, yes. I'll try not to interrupt again.
Well, I had no chance to intervene because I'd no sooner got a view of what was happening when there was one gunshot. Kerwin fell back, releasing his killer, so to speak, who took off like a deer.
Across the garden, you said?
To the left of that bush, yes, and through the hedge there.
I'll just have a glance at the escape route, if you don't mind. I always find it a help to get as clear a picture as possible of events.
Forrester, I can't say I'm mightily impressed by your famous companion.
Mr. Holmes's brilliance is a legend.
And what's a legend? A fairy story?
His successes are a matter of official record.
Perhaps he's simply past his best. I'm sorry if I offend your reverence for a legend.
A nice pleasant garden, Mr. Cunningham. Very well laid out.
Kind of you to say so, Mr. Holmes. All this was my late mother's work. She was the genius of this place.
Ah. Now, Inspector, don't let my amateur interest detain you any longer. You wish to speak to Mr. Cunningham's father, I believe.
Yes, if he's at home.
Oh, certainly. Well, follow me in, gentlemen.
It's a dreadful business. Dreadful.
We won't trouble you long, Mr. Cunningham.
Burglary? Now murder. dreadful.
And you didn't see the murder clearly, sir?
No, thank God.
But what you did see from your window confirms your son's view of the matter.
Well, it would, wouldn't it? We were looking at the same thing.
But from different viewpoints. Witnessing a